How is it going? My name is Sean. This is Cracking the Spine, episode 64.
And I'm Zane.
And I'm Joshua.
Losing my hair many years from now.
Speak for yourself.
Will you still need me? That's not what I meant.
What's a 64 joke?
I just did it.
Nintendo 64?
I was just singing the fucking Beatles song that made
Nobody knows who that is.
The Beatles invented the Nintendo 64.
That's it. That's it.
Is that it? That's it, the Beatles and the Nintendo 64? Is that all we got?
I don't know.
Was the summer of 64?
There it is. You go.
Yeah. All right.
You guys have been doing it for the past, like, four episodes.
It was funnier when we did it.
With almost everything.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Wow.
I'm not here to be the funny guy. I'm here to be the main host.
What am I here
Lead
for?
Host. Dictator host.
Yeah, Captain Host Man.
To get listeners.
Yay!
Your 20,000 tweet followers.
Listen to the show.
It is.
Josh, how many followers do you have right now?
20,000.4, whatever that point, 400, over 400.
Not that he's counting.
It's stuck there. Nobody wants me anymore.
That's not true. We want you here on Cracking the Spine.
Whee!
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Josh, are you reading anything?
I finished Chuck Klosterman.
You were going to say Chuck Tingle.
You were going to say
I thought about
Chuck
it, because we were talking about it before the show.
And we'll be talking about it later, too.
Definitely.
Stay tuned.
I finished
Chuck Klosterman. Did it
wrap itself up very masturbatorily?
It got, I kind of was, like, done. I was sort of like, all right, like, we're good. Like,
yeah.
I think he might have thought he was saving the best for last, but I kind of was, like, it got too broad.
The gist of it, I mean, we've been talking about it sort of vaguely, and it's not out yet, so we can't say a whole
lot
about it.
Yeah, I don't
want
to ruin it.
But the idea is, we talked about it, like, a couple of months ago, really.
Yeah.
When I was reading it, and it's the idea that the things that we think are important now...
It's sort of like a thought experiment. Like, is it possible to know on any degree of certitude what will be viewed in the future as, like, important?
Okay.
For anything. He talks about everything. Music, books.
And ultimately, what does Chuck Klosterman tell me that is going to be important?
Chuck Klosterman books? I don't want to. No. He's pretty self-deprecating, which is pretty funny.
He should clean his pants up.
I like Chuck Klosterman. I think I'm like a Klosterman fan, I guess, but like a little goes a long way sometimes.
That's my thing with him. Like, I think he's a really good writer.
He's very smart.
I think he gets in his own way. I think he is too much a part of the things that he writes.
Yeah.
That's me. That, you know.
He tells us like a anecdote at the end of the near the end of the book, which is kind of like what a writer would do.
Right.
Yeah, and it just sort of goes on. Read it in, read it in, like, sections. Like,
okay. What was the title again? Because
What if we're wrong?
What if we're wrong, okay.
Yeah. I started The Devil in the White City, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You finished a book and started another book?
Yeah, man.
We'd have to go back into the archives to find out the last time that happened.
I wanted to do it because I wanted to impress you. Are you impressed?
How far into it are you?
Not very far. I only read it on the train. Yeah, it's pretty, it's cool.
It's good. It's another one of those where you have to read, you're going to have to sort of read it, like, in sections.
There's a lot already sort of happening, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but it's more like your kind of thing.
Yeah, well, it's not, like, fiction, right? It's sort of like...
No, it's a thing that happened.
Not fiction, but it's also a story.
It's nonfiction that's written like a story.
Which is weird. I don't think I've ever read a book like that before.
But it's not a thought experiment. Like, it's not this idea of, like, let's take this idea out on the road and see where it goes. Right.
I think as you keep going, like, I remember the introduction when he's, like, on the...
The Olympia. Olympia.
It was like, oh, this is going to be like a novel. And then as you get further into it, it's like, it's not.
It's cool though. My memory of it is he did so much research on it that he was able to sort of strip out all of the,
yeah,
you're reading a history and right, just, yeah, you're reading a story.
Which is cool. Like, that's interesting.
Plus, I think you'll really get into, he includes so many excerpts from, like, letters and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think you'll really
like that. Stuff,
especially,
yeah,
like, the way that people wrote to each other.
Yeah.
It was, like, crazy.
Oh, yeah. Like, the language they use.
All the language, yeah, that they use is just, like, bonkers. The way that they talk to one another in, like, long-form letters.
Dude, where do you see the menus for some of the dinners that the, like, the people went to as they're planning, like, yeah, the convention? Oh, to? It was, like, the just, like, the menus. It's like, oh, my God. Like, we say that we're a overstuffed nation now. Yeah. Like,
well, yeah, that was the era of, like, the super industrialist, right?
Yeah.
Where, like,
yeah,
that was, like, if you had, like, $10 million, like, you were God.
Right.
Like, yeah.
That was more money than you could ever possibly spend.
Cigar rolled in the Magna,
yeah,
Carta.
Yeah.
The Magna Carta.
Is that a Futurama thing?
It was the Declaration of Independence,
okay,
wasn't it?
I thought it was the Magna Carta.
It might have been the Magna Carta.
I, someone will tell us.
I don't remember exactly.
Bender has to go get the burglar.
I know.
$300. Okay, 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 yeah, okay. How much for those burglar tools? What time do you close tonight?
Zane, what are you reading?
I'm Thinking of Ending Things by Ian Reid.
Okay.
I'm not very far into it, but I like it.
So you finished the Mary Kubica? Was,
yeah,
that,
I finished that last week.
Oh, we talked about that. Okay.
Yeah. And I like it.
Okay.
I can feel where it's, I'm not very far into it. I'm like 25 pages into it or something. But I can feel where it's like going to get.
It's hanky.
Like, yeah.
There's a little,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, hanky's like, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
But I liked it, like, when it started, it was like, you know, I'm thinking of ending things, and I was like, ending what?
Right.
Like, right away, I was like, all right, you know, it was interesting. I like it.
I think it's, I don't want to say too much about it, because you,
because it's not out yet.
Right? And you're, yeah, it's not out until July, and you're reading it, so I don't want to say really anything. But I finished it.
We're reading all these books that aren't even out yet. I feel like a rock star.
Right?
That's great, dude.
That's how it's going to be forever.
I felt
forever.
That.
Forever.
When this episode airs, I think it's going to be like 2 days after The Fireman came out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Fireman, God, I read that months ago.
Dude.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. We're that kind of podcast now.
Haven't we always been that kind of podcast?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, what are you reading, Sean?
I finished Sully Beach and The Dying Light, and I have to apologize. I gave the author's name incorrectly last week.
It's Gypsy Raleigh.
It is Gypsy Raleigh, and I believe what
a cool name.
I believe what I said was Gypsy Harrington.
Yes, you did.
Also,
yeah,
a cool name,
which is a way better name.
I don't know. Gypsy
unless you're Gypsy Raleigh or
her
family.
She should think about changing her name.
Gypsy
Raleigh. Harrington is amazing.
I want to go convertibling with her.
Right?
Her name is Gypsy Raleigh, and I apologize. I've never actually met her.
Her dilapidated mansion.
I called her by the wrong name, and she's a friend of a friend. Like, I've never actually met her, but she's kind of like, we move in the same circles kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was not what I expected it to be. It's really weird when people send you a book and say like, oh, my friend wrote this book, because you feel beholden, A, to read it.
Also, you gotta like be nice about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't feel like I have to be nice about this book because I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But even like 30 or 40 pages into it, I'm in my head, I'm going like, oh, I can kind of see where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wrong. It's way darker than I had any idea that
it was
going
to be. Did you hear that, Gypsy Raleigh? You made Sean say he was wrong.
Twice. Because I got her name wrong, too.
She's like an enigma to you.
It was, in fact, there was a couple of points, like, as the like second act is wrapping up and you're getting into the third act, when I was like, I don't think I want to read this anymore.
Yeah.
Because I really don't like where it's going.
Yeah.
Like I, you know, so many of the characters that I really, I felt like I was like, I don't want to say falling in love with, but like the characters that you're cheering for.
Ooh, go on.
Things are happening, and I'm like, I feel like maybe I'm not going to commit to this.
Dude, that's the worst. Like, when you're watching, like a show or something, and you really love a character, and you're like, they're going to die.
Game of Thrones. Like,
yeah.
Everything
oh,
on the
yeah.
Game of Thrones. It's like, oh, I can cheer for that guy. He just murdered his own sister.
Dude, all the time on Game of Thrones, it's like, this makes me nervous because I like this guy too much.
Yep.
Yeah.
What are they always, doing?
I'm like, no, I like him too much. Now I'm rooting for someone. That's the end of things. That's
how I feel like in real life about people.
But the thing that really blew me away about Sully Beach and The Dying Light is it's her first novel.
That's cool.
And it does not read like a first novel. That's it really feels like that's someone.
That's a really big compliment. I would love it if super accomplished. Said that about.
Wow.
Yeah. So if she's listening to the show or if someone could get this into her ears, well done. I can't wait to see what you do with it's a trilogy. It's set up to be a trilogy.
Oh, cool.
I can't wait to see where it's going. Really, really enjoyed it. And then I didn't pick anything else up. I just haven't.
Oh, man. Somebody finished a book and started a book this week.
As I was giving you the compliment, I'm like, here we go, because I'm not going to be able to say it this
Welcome week. To Peer Pressure Cast.
I mean, I have a book on deck.
Oh, yeah, sure you do.
I do. Yeah. It's called War Porn. It won't be out for a while.
What's that about?
I don't know. It's about, the description I read on the cover was, I don't even remember. It's something like people bringing home videos from.
Oh, okay.
Iraq and Afghanistan. I have it in my bag. It's right there.
Live war leak. And porn Live were leak. The first two things he thought of.
He looked around the room. He looked around the room. He saw a picture of like world war, and then there's a big stack of porn on Zane's desk. So porn, a
lot of porn in Zane's desk. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Just porn all over the house.
So anyway, I haven't started anything else yet, but probably I'll have read three books before Josh opens another one. So
that's.
Well, it did take him like 4 months to read the cluster of books.
I didn't bring that up. I was just.
Probably be more than four books.
Well, you got to be careful because there's a lot of big words in Devil.
I know. I'm already like, oh my god, and they're real tiny little small words. I need big old words.
Yeah, yeah. Zane got hung up on it too.
Yeah. I really did.
Yeah, it's.
But she got through it.
I had to look up stuff. I was like, what is that? I want to know what that is. That's part of the fun, right? That's the thing with reading books now that people like. They like looking up shit.
Yeah.
Because we live in the magic era. That's like right. Magic times.
I have a magic dictionary in my pocket.
Yep.
Also my phone.
Now he's talking about his pee-pee.
Is he?
Was I?
I was.
Let's go ahead and take a little break here.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll talk more about stuff. You can't wait.
Cracking the Spine. I'm Josh.
And I'm Zane.
I'm Sean.
Sean's being pulled away into the distance.
Bye.
I'm back.
See you next week.
Josh, what are we talking about?
We're talking about Lend-Lease.
Zane, what are we talking about?
We are talking about the pressures of book lending.
Where did we get that idea from?
We got it from our good friend Made From Lego via our subreddit.
Made From Legos?
That would be freaking awesome.
I assume so. Well, otherwise, really? His username is a big old lie.
You're not allowed to lie on Reddit.
Yeah, you can't lie on the internet. You gotta tell the truth.
And he said, dealing with the pressures of lending someone a book. I know it sounds silly, but I just gave my friend a copy of Haunted by Chuck Palahniuk, which I personally liked, but now I'm dreading their response, as it really isn't for everyone. Sounds like I need a trip to the psychologist more than hearing your advice on this topic.
Man.
So maybe Josh could put me in touch with his. That would be great.
Mine moved to Mexico? That's not a joke. Also,
your psychologist moved to Mexico?
Yeah, she's like old Jewish lady, so she was like, "I'm out of here."
Wow, Trump! Did she take your? did she take your Chuck Palahniuk book with her?
No, I thought like this show was gonna be about like the pressures of lending somebody a book because you're afraid they're not gonna give it back.
That's what I was gonna be too.
I think it can be about that.
I think I was gonna
too.
Say like the idea of like the pressure of lending a book to somebody because they won't like it never occurred to me.
Like I don't give a shit.
It's like, that's on you. That's on you. Because when I heard like when we discussed this on our basically you guys if you want to like peel back the curtain and see how it is that we decide how to do our show.
Oh my god, it's very complicated.
We just have a text message thread that the three of us communicate via.
A lot of times it's not about the podcast, but about Skyrim.
Uh-huh.
And whatever the hell else we're doing that day.
And Zane, you know, muting us.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That happens.
Did you guys know that you can mute individual conversations on your iPhone? Boy, is that great.
I did. And then actually, I muted you guys once because I was at Comedy Sports, like, doing my show. It was like 2 weeks ago. And then at the end of the night, I, like, opened my phone. I'm like, I have 65 messages. Why didn't I get a notification?
Nothing like waking up to 78 messages.
We were having a really good conversation.
Talking about, like, basketball or the Eagles.
We're talking about the Eagles.
Eagles don't play basketball, Zane. They play football. Anyway.
I don't give a shit.
But what I assumed it was going to be was, like, the pressure of, to me, the idea of the pressure of lending out books is the pressure of remembering who I loaned them to.
Yeah.
And when. Because I tend to buy a lot, most of my collection of books, and this is you guys are going to do that thing that you do. But most of my collection
what
of books is either unreleased, like, reader copies or first editions.
No sign that it's important.
Is that the thing that we do? Make fun of you for your...
Oh my god, I'm so important. Publishers just send me their books to read.
That's like two Seans are here.
Yeah, that thing. That's the thing to which I was referring.
It wasn't even my fault this time. This is great.
Should dove right in on that too, right? I'm blushing so I can feel it.
Like, I don't... I have, like, a very, like, medieval mentality about books. Like, they're mine.
Right.
Like, give them... I'm not lending you... Like, if I want somebody to read a book, I'll buy them a book. I'll gladly buy a book for somebody.
See, I have no problem lending a book to somebody, but I want it back.
Right.
And I also loan books out with the assumption that the person I'm giving them to handles them and treats them in the same way that I do. Like, I never bust the binding all the way open. I never fold a book all the way open.
What else could you call that particular action?
Busting the spine wide open big time.
Oh, defacing the spleen?
Yeah.
Cracking the spine. Yeah, all right. Thank you. You've been waiting 64 episodes to make that joke, Zane?
No, I was kind of waiting for you to do it. And you
did. I don't crack the spines of my first editions.
I wouldn't do it on any book.
Mass markets are different. Like
the
shitty paperbacks.
Oh my god, like, you almost have to crack the spine to read those books, like, on the mass market.
Especially if you're, like, on a reread. Like, if you're loaning out a mass market, it's coming back to you in worse condition than you loaned it out.
Okay.
But if I'm loaning somebody a signed first edition or a manuscript or an unreleased
book. What are you doing?
Well, that's what I have. That's
my
library.
Don't lend it to anyone. Don't even lend it to me.
Zane wouldn't have been able to read Fireman at this point by Joe Hill if I hadn't.
Well, Zane is, like, first of all, you're, like, married. Through marriage.
I think our spouses would have something to say.
You're related to each other. Second of
all. That I will allow.
Yeah,
you know where Zane lives.
Yeah.
Well, I've also been borrowing books from Sean long enough to, like, know what the unspoken rules are.
Yeah.
But I immediately thought of, like, not so much the pressures of lending out books, but the pressures of someone lending me a book.
Oh, yeah.
Because then suddenly, like,
you don't think
about the way that you throw books around and stuff. And you, like, put them in your bag, and then you take them out, and then, you know, or, like, oh, God, I dropped it, I fell off my nightstand or whatever. And, like, all of a sudden when it's not your book, you're like, no, God, no.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like,
you
shit
know, like,
every
cat,
time.
Your cat, like, sneezes on it, and you're like, oh, my God, this person's going to kill me. So, like, I'm so careful with books.
But it wigs me out, too.
To some degree, like, I like having my own books to read. Like, I would prefer... to, like, just buy a book, then, like, loan it out for, like, you know, like, from the bookstore or from you or something. Because then, like, if I do that, it's like, well, fine.
The pressure I feel when somebody loans me a book isn't so much about, like, am I going to handle it correctly? Because, again, I'm me. And, like, you said that you treat books, like, in a medieval fashion.
Yeah.
I treat books like my stock portfolio. Like, I assume that...
I don't have one of those.
Neither do I.
Okay.
I have books. And I assume that all of my signed first editions and all of my individually numbered, you know, advanced reader copies at some point down the road will be worth something to a collector.
Most likely.
So that's my concern when I loan them out to people.
Yeah.
But the idea of when somebody loans me a book, I know I'm going to handle it properly. But my worry is... If somebody loans me a book, I feel like the instant they put the book in my hand, it's the ticking clock
yes.
in any disaster movie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, they want that back, right? They
yeah.
they need me
yeah.
to tell them what I thought about it. And
yeah.
that's totally self-imposed. There's no
yeah.
actual pressure from somebody that loans me a book that's like, tell me what you thought about it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but it's also, like, when you lend someone a book, there is this sort of unspoken assumption that, like, you're going to read it within a couple of weeks and hand it back to them. Like, they're not giving you this book so that you can hang on to it for 6 months to read it.
And not just
you
hand
know?
It back to you, but, like, not just give it back to you, but also, like, have an intelligent conversation
yeah,
about
yeah, they
it.
Want to talk
and
to you
and
about
tell me what,
it.
You know, I loaned it to you or you loaned it to me because you thought or I thought that there was a
yeah.
common thread between our relationship and
yeah no
what
I think
found
I've
in the
only
book.
Ever really I think I your dad got me a book and then I got him a book at, like in a similar vein of
you're talking to Zane
Zane's dad
yeah.
sorry yes this is a podcast not a video
that's why I'm just
thank you I can forget and then
that's why I'm the host
and like that's I think like the only time I like would do that is sort of it's very like personal to me like I would really have to fucking like be blown away by something to be like, you gotta read this. Like,
yeah.
I would
well, that's
never...
also, that's why I thought, like, the way that Made from Lego sort of phrased the question was, you know, like, when you really like something, like, when you really like a band, and then you're, like, you
mm-hmm.
talk to your best friend, and you're like, oh my god, you have to hear this band, and then as they're listening to it, like, you're sitting there watching them listen to it, and you're like, oh no, they don't like it.
Yeah.
Oh god, yeah.
You
that's
know,
how
and
I
you're
like,
oh my god, now I'm the fucking idiot who was
right.
like, this is the best thing ever, and they're sitting there like, this is the worst thing I've
yeah.
ever heard in
Dude,
my life.
It's
or
like
when you think something's funny.
When you find a funny viral video,
yeah.
and
yeah.
you're like, with somebody, and you go,
yeah.
dude, you gotta watch this.
Yeah.
And you spend the whole time watching
them
watch
yeah.
it,
yeah.
and they're not laughing at the parts that you laughed
yeah.
at, and your brain's going, I fucked up.
Yeah,
well,
what
then,
the
and then
what have
like,
I done?
Oh, as it turns out, I have terrible taste in
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
oh no.
I can't be trusted.
Yeah. Like, it's this horrible feeling, and that's why I thought it was interesting. Like, he really liked it, and then as soon as Made from Lego, like, lent out this Chuck Palahniuk book, he was like, oh god, what if they don't like it? What if they're not into it? Chuck,
yeah.
that book is, like, really intense.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and so I think his fear was like, what if they're like, you fucking
that's
read
too
this
much
kind of crap?
And this is something I don't usually do on the show, but I want to talk directly to Made from Lego? Made
yeah.
of Lego? Made from
Made
Lego.
Made from Lego.
I want to tell you that the idea that you are under some sort of, there's some sort of responsibility to you to give somebody the right book.
This is
to
like
let Fraser. That go. That doesn't real. That doesn't exist.
Yeah.
You gave that book to somebody because you enjoyed it. And you gave it to somebody that you thought would enjoy it too. That's it, man. That's the end of your responsibility.
Here's the thing, though.
Go ahead.
If I give somebody a book and they don't like it, we're not friends anymore.
Oh my god.
This is a test, motherfucker.
For so many years, my business has been getting books into the hands of people who come in and say,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking for a book for a person.
Right.
Or I need a book. And then my first question has always been, what are you laughing at for a person?
How tall are they? My kitty cat really is into books.
I'm looking for a book.
I could make that sale.
Just for my kitchen.
I could make that sale. Actually, honestly, where I worked, there is
decorative
a lot of
books.
There is a lot of people that come
yeah.
in and go, like, I need a coffee table book for my
yeah.
settee.
As
you
I
know?
Said it, I was like, that actually is.
Unfortunately,
a thing.
And they
yeah.
and they have all kinds of money to spend. So
yeah.
But the idea is, you know, I
white people, man.
It's weird. I'm in this very like weird position where I'm really good at recommending books to people because I know what's out
mm.
and how to like what we call comp titles, like comparable stories.
Right.
But I'm also in this weird position where people don't loan me books anymore.
Yeah, well, you're like the bookmaster.
Well, yeah,
because
what book am I going to hand you that you're like, wow, I've never even heard of this book?
Sully Beach and the Dying Light. To Bill Chernansky,
dude,
who sent me that book.
Okay,
have to
I
find,
guess
like,
I'll just have a friend who writes a novel.
Yeah, do it, Zane.
I think we'd have to find, like, the Dead Sea Scrolls. That's, like, the only fucking thing, like, he wouldn't, like, whatever.
Can I read Aramaic?
I don't think it was written in Aramaic.
I ain't going to read no Sanskrit.
Sanskrit. It's India.
I gonna read India.
Oh,
oh my god.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like I would it's so like I agree with Made from Lego though. Like I wouldn't I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that because
I could see that
it's private. Like I don't know. Maybe I'm just like weirdo, but like
no, that's true because it's a very intimate thing when you enjoy a book. It's, yeah, it's
like looking into my soul, dude. Like yeah. I don't want you looking in there.
Yeah.
Or if I trust you to look in there, yeah. if I give you the permission to look in and see what it is that I love and you don't, you know, jive with it.
What does that mean?
What does that mean about me?
And it makes you, that's what I don't like, is it makes you, like, second guess your own taste.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, because then you're like, oh, God, everything I like is crap. Like, it's like when someone gets a hold of your iPod and they're, like, scrolling through and you're like, oh, God. Like,
by the way, guys, Zane just made the click wheel motion.
I was going to say, first of all, iPod?
My iPod, I still have an iPod with the wheelie thing. That's why
we listened to it on the way down to North Carolina that one time.
Yeah, probably.
I fell asleep.
I love that iPod.
You guys went to North Carolina?
You were there.
Did you use the bathrooms?
You got stuck in a tornado or something, I remember.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then you were like really mad.
Anyway, it's like, it gives someone like this like ability to judge like all of your tastes, you know? And then there's this expectation that like, I don't know, it's like the cool factor. Like, the stuff that you read, or the stuff that you listen to, or the stuff that you watch has to be, like, super cool, and what other people are into. Like, I don't want people seeing what I, like, watch on Netflix. I know I have all these bookshelves, and I have all these books out, but, like, there's a lot of books that I put on my bookshelf that I read once, and I was like, this is crap, but I put it on my bookshelf anyway.
It's right. It's
like,
valuable.
Don't judge me.
Yeah.
But like, it's so... I have this stuff around. I have, like, 35 Saddle Club books, but like...
Is that like a Babysitter's Club, but for horses?
Yes.
Is that really it?
Yeah.
Fuck, it's really... I totally guessed that.
It's really weird for me because I don't know if it's because I read so much or because I put so much of myself and my, like, definition of myself into other media, but I don't really care what people think about the books that I read. I think it's because I read so much.
Well, and plus, like, I do think there's a point where you can, like, come to an enlightened place about it. Like this is just what I'm into, the end.
Like, I totally feel that pressure. If I'm watching a movie that, like, I said to somebody, like, you have to see this movie because I saw it and you're going to love it. Like, when I first started dating my wife,
was already your wife when you first started dating her? That's crazy.
Well, we were arranged. The dowry
I thought
was
you said you
place.
Wouldn't read Sanskrit.
Anyway, I won't go back to that, like, was what I meant. When we were dating, I was really big into, like, it was right when Quentin Tarantino was getting his start.
Yeah.
And I was a big fan of the movie Killing Zoe with Eric Stoltz.
Yeah, you love that movie.
I do love that movie. I recognize now, looking back on it, that it's not good. It's flawed.
But I mean, whatever.
Like, it's a heist movie. Yeah. It's a heist movie with drugs.
Sure.
Early
Quentin Tarantino.
It's actually not. It's Roger Avery.
Yeah, but
they were writing partners on Pulp Fiction. They were working together. Anyway. And I was so, like, insistent. It was the first summer that we were dating, and I was like, you gotta see this movie. We're gonna hang out one night and we're gonna watch this movie. And
yeah, that's what we're gonna do.
And we did. And
yeah, okay.
We did.
Zane's here. Tell me about it later.
Okay. Anyway. So, like, she's watching the movie, and I'm watching her.
Yeah.
And it's so obvious to me that she's not into it. Like, she's not getting any of it. Yeah. It's not her. Like, it's the movie, and it's me, and I'm re-watching
the
movie.
And it's, like, super not her taste.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
check that one off the list.
And I'm second-guessing like, maybe I was wrong about this.
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
But
especially, like, on a date or something to, like...
You're already jacked up, man.
God, I just showed them this, like, little chunk of, like, me. Right. Like, this is, I'm totally interested in stuff that looks and sounds and feels like this. And they're like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, God. Right. Like, there's this pressure.
She don't want to see my penis no more. That's what that feels like.
I wouldn't know. Anyway.
Never happened to me.
But to the point of what we started on, the idea that loaning books causes stress to me is that my wife and I kind of share a library.
Yeah.
So there'll be times where she'll come in and be like, hey, do you know where my copy of, we have an autographed copy of Snow Crash by Neal Stephenson. Mm-hmm. She's like, do you know where my copy of Snow Crash is? And I'm like, no, I haven't seen it. And then there's a part of the back of my head that's like,
did I give it?
Did I loan that out? Did I give that to somebody and forget who it was?
That's terrifying.
And I actually bought this little kit that's for books that it looks like it's like a library thing.
Mm-hmm.
It has a stamp, like, you know, when you used to go to the library and there was the stamp with the rotating date
on it.
And a card, like glueable cards that you can put in your books.
Stamp them.
So you can stamp when you signed it out, and then a little logbook that, like, you write in when
where it is, who
you gave it to and when you signed it out. I haven't opened it. It's still wrapped in plastic.
What the fuck are you doing, man?
I'm being me, dude. I think of, when I loan books to people, I think of it as just putting the knowledge of that book and that author out into the universe. In the hopes that it becomes this viral thing that, like, if I turn you on to Chuck Klosterman, you turn somebody else on to Chuck Klosterman. Zane, if I turn you on to Joe Hill's The Fireman, it turns somebody else on to Joe Hill's The Fireman.
Man, I think I'm, like, a really shitty person.
Where does that come from?
Because I don't think, like, that's a really noble thing to think and, like, a really, like, positive way to look at stuff. I'm totally inward, man. Like,
it's the same reason.
I would just be like, no.
The problem is, though, I'm a really shitty person because it's a selfish thing for me. It's like, I assume that the things that I enjoy, everybody else is going to enjoy. It's,
see, I'm the exact opposite. Like, yeah. I assume that I eat as much as I love something, I basically have terrible taste in things and no one else will like it. So, like, I'm not. Until I, like, started doing this, like, I wouldn't talk about the kinds of books that I read or, like, the movies that I watch or, like, the shows that I watch or anything like that because, like, I just feel like I have terrible taste and other people are going to be like, that sucks. Why do you read crap
that's
like that? You know, and it's like, I don't want to answer to that.
Because I always feel like, I mean, I guess, like, we're kind of, like, different, but, like, I don't know. We always talk about movies and stuff.
Yeah, but it's different.
Yeah, but talking, about that, like, with, like, your close friends is different than, like, I don't know. I just always feel like I like the things that I like and I'm comfortable with that, but, like, I don't, as soon as other people are like, oh, God, you read that? And it's like, don't fucking make me second guess my taste in things. Like, now I'm, like, sitting at home like, oh, God, all I read is horror, you know? Like, that's what I like to read. So maybe I just won't talk about it with other people and then I don't have to, like, answer to that, you know?
Again, this idea that it's a selfish or egotistical thing for me. Like, on a nice day, if I'm driving around, my windows are down and I'm blasting my music.
Oh, yeah.
Because my hope is that somebody's going to, like, if I'm stopped at a red light, somebody's going to come up to me and be like, dude, what are you listening to? That's awesome. Which happened to me once.
Dude, that's never
one time.
But
that's
happened to me
a couple of times, but it was always I got invited to, like, a local show.
Oh, okay,
like
a
local live music show, and I always assumed it was because I was, like, a lady.
Because,
like,
you're
a
chick.
Like, you should come to the show. You like music. You know, it's like, okay.
Let me get you a drink when your back's turned.
Pretty much.
That's nobody knows what that is.
Yeah, nobody knows what that is, Josh. You've cracked the Da Vinci Code for them.
Oh, man. Oh, I lent my Da Vinci Code to somebody. Dude, I don't know. Like, I'm pretty comfortable with, like, whatever I like. Like, I'm big into liking lots of things and being okay with it because, like, I think if you keep people guessing, it makes... it's better for me because, like, fuck you. Like, I like lots of stuff. Like, you don't know who I am.
Right.
You don't know me.
But, like, my thing with books, I think that the idea that it's weird for me because I know that if I tell somebody to watch a movie or not tell somebody to watch a movie, if I suggest to someone that this movie would be good for them.
Watch a fucking movie.
And then then they come back to me and are like, I didn't really like it. I'm like, oh, man, why did I do that? Or, like, if I, you know, tell somebody about a band. Yeah. And they come back and, like, I wasn't into music. I'm like, oh, man, what was I thinking? But if I tell somebody about a book and they come back and go, you know, I didn't like it, my immediate thought is, like, you're wrong. That's on you.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's like, a whole other topic. This is, like, a different show.
But there's also, there's something about books where, like, it doesn't necessarily, when you read a book that maybe you didn't even like that much, or it just wasn't for you, or it wasn't, like, your particular taste, after you read it, you're not like, what a waste of time.
Right.
Like, you always feel like you're, even if you're reading something that you don't like, you're doing something productive.
I never felt that way about movies, though, either.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, that doesn't necessarily translate to movies or to music, but...
Like, my mom is like that. Like, she'll be like, I wouldn't do that. It's like, because it's a thing that you didn't see before. Right. You know?
But that's, like, at the end of a book, you're like, well, you know, it's definitely not my taste, but now I'm, like, just a little bit more well-read.
Yeah.
You know, like, different race
layer one.
Well, yeah, but that now... I'm just fucking... But I'm now just... you can... talk about it.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah,
you
know,
added that little piece of knowledge.
Nail on the head. You fucking hit the nail on the head with that, Zane. It's the idea that, like, I didn't love it, I didn't enjoy it, but I experienced it, I took the time to make it a part of my knowledge base.
Yeah. Right.
So now it can be...
It's not a waste of time to read anything.
No, well, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, there's something about
reading.
That's
why I read shampoo bottles.
Like, maybe that's why you feel more comfortable giving people, like, book recommendations and lending people books, because, like, even when someone reads a book that wasn't their taste or they didn't like, it's very rare that someone's like, God, it just wasted my time. Right. Like, I wish I had those 10 hours back or whatever. Like, people are just like, you know what? I wouldn't read another book like that, but I read it. It's like self-improvement when you read, you know, even if you're...
You kind of hate what?
I hate that like, mentality, like, oh, I wish I had my $8 back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like, dude, like,
no,
fuck,
you don't,
like,
first
fuck
of all.
You. Yeah, yeah, like, who the fuck are you? I'm glad you lost your $8, because fuck you, dude.
Right.
I wish I had my 10 hours back playing a video game.
Where are they seeing movies that it's only $8?
Quakertown, baby.
2005.
The Quakertown Dollar Theater.
Dude, I wish. I had the suction cup ball, you run.
I don't know what that is. All right. Cool. We took this idea out for a spin, and it went well.
Yeah,
thanks. Zane didn't think we could make the show out of this.
It's been a longie.
I wasn't
She was
sure.
worried.
I was.
And guess what happened?
We were able to talk for a long time.
That's right.
Surprisingly.
Who would have thought?
Yeah,
actually, it was a shockingly thoughtful topic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
it was
thanks.
Very personal.
Yeah, thank
thanks
you,
a
made
lot.
From Lego.
Made of Legos.
Made
man.
From Lego.
Made let's, to Lego.
It's too personal. Delete this episode.
Lego Man.
Oh, should we delete it?
Yeah. All right,
cool.
Let's delete this one.
Cracking the spine. Stop laughing.
I'm not laughing. Guys, we've been laughing.
I'm Zane.
I'm Sean.
Josh.
We were laughing a lot during the break about farts and stuff, guys. And I blame my, I have only myself to blame. I really.
Yeah, well,
I'm the funniest one here, so.
That's true.
You know, I was trying to teach them some stuff
the
about.
The fartiest one here.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, well, yeah. Because I'm the only one brave enough to fart.
Dude, I use them as motivation to fart outside.
All right. We had things to talk about.
So, going back to, and again, it's going to seem like old news by the time it goes up. I wish we could get around that, but we can't.
Well, we can't.
No, we can't. If we're only doing one episode a week, there's no way to...
8 days
a
week.
We have to record it a week in advance.
We'll talk about that later. Anyway.
That's what I mean.
Either way.
We have to move the day then.
Anyway,
this is a business meeting now, guys.
Right? That's why I'm so over it.
Yeah.
So we talked last week about Chuck Tingle getting nominated for a Hugo Award by the Sad Puppies and the Rabid Puppies, who,
which
by the way,
is crazy.
Just to follow up, have been at this. This is their third year doing it.
Oh, God.
Last week I said that I thought that it was their second, but it's actually been doing it for 3 years now. They're apparently that...
rabid or sad.
Tenacious.
So they nominated Chuck Tingle because they thought that it would be really, like, it was for the lulls and no one would ever, you know, acknowledge it.
Right.
But Chuck Tingle, being the savant that he is.
A force, man. He's a force.
He dove on that grenade with his whole body and his hard buds.
Oh, yeah.
And he has... Not only is he now trolling the Sad Puppies on his Twitter, and if you're not already following him on Twitter, you totally should be.
Yeah.
And we discovered tonight before we started recording the show, if you're not following him or subscribed to him
on YouTube,
click that today.
Oh boy.
Yeah, go back.
His stuff on
like
YouTube
it.
Is brilliant.
It's crazy.
But the so what happens is, so there's still this aura of ambiguity as to whether or not Chuck Tingle actually exists.
Right.
Yeah.
Whether or not he is a person or just some sort of, like, I don't know.
Parody account? That's not
Yeah, kind of. Or if he's just a...
Like a creation, like, yeah, a bit. That's exactly.
Is he a bit?
Is he a bit? Is he somebody's joke?
Right. Is
it just for the punchlines?
Like an Andy Kaufman.
Yeah. Kinda.
Right. An internet Andy Kaufman. So he's nominated for the Hugos, mm-hmm. which means he gets to go to the awards, right? But because he's either a schizophrenic autistic,
yeah.
right. which is what. You know, his people would have you believe,
mm-hmm.
He's not going to go to the awards.
Right.
And he is nominated, or is asked in his stead to go in his place to either accept the award or at least, you know, wave to the camera when his nomination
right, be
is
there
read,
for right. him.
Is Zoe Quinn. And okay. Zoe Quinn is the original woman. Journalist mm-hmm. that Gamergate started around.
Yeah. Oh.
Zoe Quinn was the one that Gamergate went after originally.
Yeah.
She was the one that fielded all the, you know, God, the death threats yeah. and the mm-hmm. let's put them in giant air quotes rape jokes.
Right.
Super funny.
Yeah.
She was the one who Gamergate spun off of. Like it started yeah. with Zoe Quinn and then it went out of control from there.
Right.
So Chuck Tingle either in jest or knowing that she would respond to it, said, Zoe Quinn will be going in my place. And Zoe Quinn responded on Twitter, and I have it right here in front of me. She
oh,
said,
man.
I am so proud of you, doctor, because he has a PhD.
So, which is probably true.
I am so proud of you, doctor, my best friend, # hard buds. That is from...
This is like...
And she, by the way, and she changed her name on Twitter. I'm showing it to you guys.
To her, True Buckaroo.
True Buckaroo.
Wow.
She's now in on Chuck Tingle. I don't know that we... Like, it's... Like, you said it last week, Zane. He didn't exist.
Well, that it's just so weird to me
two
because...
2 months ago.
Like, I know that we had nothing to do with it.
Well.
But... It, like,
speak for yourself.
2 months ago, a month and a half ago, yeah. I had no idea that this was a thing. I had no idea that these stories existed. Obviously, other people had been into it for long before that, but
mm-hmm.
like now, suddenly, everywhere I turn, there's Chuck Tingle. There he is.
He's
getting a Hugo, and everyone's into it, and everyone's a true bud, and like, I just don't.
And I feel like,
I don't know.
Now, more than anything in this whole world, I want Chuck Tingle's name to be read as, and the Hugo goes to,
yeah.
so that Zoe Quinn can get up and just
oh, God,
throw
yeah.
it right back in
just
the face of
all
these
guys.
Fucking assholes who have been, who thought that like they were trolling the
yeah.
system,
right.
only to discover that Chuck Tingle is smarter than you.
Right.
Like,
it's like
yeah.
ultimate... backfire.
So good.
It's so crazy. Like this is like a you guys don't watch like a Ghost in the Shell, like the anime, but there are like concepts like this, like because everyone's connected cybernetically sort of.
Okay.
There are concepts where there are like characters or villains that take they're not people, they're just like ideas. And like Chuck Tingle is like a real life sort of like Ghost in the Shell, like what is it? Like
right.
What is this like phenomena that we're like
yeah.
like looking at right now?
Especially,
I can't even like wrap my mind around it.
Especially like what you said, like an idea, because he doesn't print paper books.
Right.
Right.
He is a Kindle writer.
Right.
And he's a prolific Kindle writer.
It's weird.
I mean, he wrote, last week we talked about how he was nominated for a Hugo. In two days later, after we recorded that episode, he published a book called Slammed in the Butt by
yep.
My Hugo Award Nomination.
Yep.
And, like, I was talking to Paige, my wife, about it, and she was
dude.
Like, how do you get slammed in the butt by a nomination? Like, that's an idea.
Well, Paige.
I'm like, well.
Paige is, like, hung up on the details.
He's slamming us all in the butt with
yeah.
himself.
Yeah.
Right? This is, like, a fucking
well, especially
crazy.
Now, like,
let's rebrand the show Slamming the Butt instead of cracking
oh
the spine.
Oh, my God. He'll...
Yes. Oh let's do that.
Probably get more.
We would get a lot of
our
analytics
would go high, way up. Although we probably wouldn't be in the literature genre anymore.
We'd be in the analingus genre.
No me gusta.
Amen.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great week.
Also, by the way, tell us how you feel about loaning books out to people.
Yeah.
Because Zane can't end the show. I'm the host.
Twitter. Reddit. Facebook.
CrackingTheSpineShow@gmail.com.
Whatever other things there are.
Should we talk about Game of Thrones or just save it for another time?
Save it for another time.
All right, saving it for another time.
My favorite part was when